This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. A jury in Charlotte today convicted Durham businessman Greg Lindbergh and his associate John Gray on conspiracy and bribery charges in an attempt to bribe the state's insurance commissioner, Mike Causey. Another Lindbergh associate, John Palermo, was found not guilty. Joining us to talk about the case is WFAE Steve Harrison. Steve, remind us again what this case is about.
Sure. The state's insurance commissioner, Mike Causey, was elected in 2016. And soon after that, Lindbergh, the owner of Global Bankers Insurance Group, reached out to him because he was upset about one of Causey's deputies, Jackie Abusick. Lindbergh, a billionaire, felt that she was treating him and his business unfairly and damaging his reputation among other regulators across the country. That would make it harder for Global Bankers to acquire other companies. And at the same time, Lindbergh had made campaign contributions to Causey, which made the insurance commissioner uncomfortable, so he went to the FBI.
And that's when the FBI opened an investigation and asked Causey to wear a wire. And those tapes were the key part of this 8-day trial, right?
They were. Prosecutors had a pretty simple case. They played those tapes in which Causey and Lindbergh and Gray discussed the deputy and Lindbergh's request to move her. At one point, the plan was to replace her with one of Lindbergh's associates, John Palermo. He was acquitted today. The men talk about a plan to funnel up to $2 million in campaign contributions to Causey, some of it through an independent expenditure committee and some of it steered through the state Republican Party. And that ensnared Robin Hayes, who at the time was chair of the state Republican Party. He has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and hasn't been sentenced yet. And he was expected to testify in the trial, but didn't. So federal prosecutors relied on their tapes as well as testimony from Causey and Abusick.
And didn't the defense rely on those same tapes?
They did. The three defendants had a pretty large defense team, about 10 or so attorneys overall. Lindbergh's defense was that Causey entrapped him. They focused on statements made on tape where Causey said he wanted to meet in private and asked the men, quote, "What's in it for me?" And they contended that Causey was seeking political payback against Lindbergh because Lindbergh had been a big donor to Causey's predecessor, Democrat Wayne Goodwin. Lindbergh's attorney, Brandon McCarthy, issued a statement by email today and said they will appeal. He said it's, quote, "a scary thing when an elected official with great power over you can use that power to pressure you and then subsequently prosecute you."
So, Steve, how much time do you think Lindbergh and Gray are facing?
The conspiracy charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The bribery charge is 10 years. In theory, they could run consecutively, but that's unlikely, and they'll probably serve a lot less time. A federal prosecutor asked Judge Max Cogburn to take Lindbergh into custody immediately, but the judge didn't do that. Instead, Lindbergh has to give up his passport, remain on electronic monitoring, and tell the court where he'll be living. Attorneys for Palermo, who was acquitted, said that he was simply an employee tasked with an administrative functions who was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And Steve, this issue isn't over yet, at least politically.
That's right. After Super Tuesday, the governor's race is set. Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest is challenging Democrat Roy Cooper. And Cooper's campaign has been attacking Forrest over the political contributions that Lindbergh had given to PACs that support Forrest. Immediately after the guilty verdict, Cooper's team put up a website challenging Forrest on those connections. The Forrest campaign said today they're not going to comment about a trial that doesn't involve them.
That's WFAE Steve Harrison. Steve, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.